Mitch Lowe, chief executive of MoviePass and a former Netflix executive, professes to be undaunted by the losses. He says that the most frequent cinema-goers have taken up MoviePass subscriptions first, driving up costs. As more casual filmgoers sign up, losses should abate. The service also recently announced some add-ons to help defray costs further, including surge pricing at times of peak demand. He hopes to get the cash burn of the core ticketing service down to $1 per subscriber, with a projected 5 million subscribers by the end of the year. He plans to get MoviePass into the black by such means as advertising, for example, by promoting films to users in exchange for fees from studios. That is, if the money lasts. MoviePass can already shift the box office. It buys 6% of all film tickets in America, according to Helios and Matheson's SEC filing. Overall, national box office receipts are up. From the start of the year to July 9th, they totaled $6.6 billion, 8.8% higher than in the same period in 2017, according to Box Office Mojo. Mr. Lowe reckons that MoviePass can be credited for boosting ticket sales by 3%. In Hollywood, that sounds like the makings of a blockbuster, even if, on Wall Street, it is seen as a flop.